Hello, humanity! Good morning, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. I'm Fifth, and I'm broadcasting here from sunny, beautiful Oroville, the epicenter of human unity. And today is almost the last day of 2020. And I just have to say thank you, thank you, thank you. What an incredible year. An incredible year for everyone. A year of terror. A year of coming together. A year of tears. A year of laughter. A year of joy. And why am I wearing a clown nose? Because I came out of the closet. I have been a closet clown. A closet medical clown. So I've only put my nose on when I go into the hospitals and when I work with people. And I've done that for years. That was part of my paid career. That was my job. And then we came here to India. And it was like, even in Canada, I never wore my clown nose outside because it's not appropriate. Or so I thought. And then we began a movement called India Knows Love. So at first it was just to share the love and the laughter through the clown nose. And soon, whenever I put my clown nose on, people automatically started to smile. Sometimes they were a little puzzled, but there was something very earthy about bringing in the clown nose. And so now we've started already a movement called India Knows Love. And by 2022, we are looking forward at producing 75 million noses. Sorry, that's 2030. 7.5 lakh noses to distribute around India and to get partners on board. Now, just because you're wearing a clown nose doesn't mean you're always crazy and silly. Wearing a clown nose means that you're connecting to your true self, and your true self can be joyful and joyous. And your true self sometimes can be very sad. I mean, when someone is dying, or someone is about to die, or someone has died, I'm not about to run and laugh and scream. There is sadness. So this last week, there's been a few of our friends here that have lost their children being older, but still, I dedicate this to the people who have left their body and are somewhere else. And I honor the beautiful life and the legacy that they have left us, not just this week, but throughout the year. And some have been very, very tiny. Tiny, tiny babies. Some have been in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s. But the gift that they have given to all of us and the legacy has been amazing. Just amazing. So as we go back into 2020, just take a moment to think and to feel the gratitude of what we've learned, the hard, hard lessons, and yet, for some of us, the joy that has come from that. For me, it's been terrifying to be away from Hamish, my husband and my partner for 34 years, and then not being able to get on a plane, him having traveled back to Canada because he was sick. I can't get on the phone. I can't book a ticket. I'm stuck here. It's been 11 months now. And then knowing that he's safe, being able to have technology where I can Zoom him, where I can do whatever. And bye, see you. There's someone who's leaving the studio right now. But we never know when someone is going and when they'll come back. But we hold them in our heart. So as we think of all these amazing people that have come through our life and gone, let's just have gratitude. And as we have gratitude, let's enjoy the times that we've spent with them. And let's maybe remember some of the sad times, because the sad times, also mixed with the joy, make us human. Let's remember that around the world, we have come together as Team World, as Team Love. We have cried together. We have laughed together. We have sobbed together. There has been so much that we have done. And what I invite you to do is in your journal or on a piece of paper, write what you have been grateful for, how you've been grateful for that, and it may be forgiveness as well. Maybe you've had to forgive yourself for something that you have or haven't done, or forgive someone else for something that they have or haven't done. So we're going to take this out with a little bit of laughter, well, a lot of laughter, for the laughter we bring into the new year, the generative laughter for the sun, the flowers, the children, the studio, everything. And we also take out laughter for maybe in India we go like this and we say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. So it's the laughter of forgiveness. So join with me as we cross our arms, hold your ears. And Stefano, you're going to join me, yeah? Okay, Stefano's there. And we're just going to laugh and we're going to say bye to this old year and welcome the new year with the intention of love and healing around the world. And don't forget to subscribe. And leave your comments below. And as we go out, I just want to say thank you to Ruben, who does our Tube Tumbi, and to Stefano, who's here at the radio station, to all the guests that we've had here, and to Hamish, who's back in Canada, and every single person I meet every day.